From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. President Obama is taking his domestic agenda to voters in the western U.S. His latest stop is Reno, Nevada, where he pledged to protect consumers from price gouging in the wake of higher oil and gas costs.
The Attorney General is putting together a team whose job it is to root out any cases of fraud or manipulation in the oil markets that might affect gas prices. And that includes the role of traders and speculators.
The president will head back to California, where NPR's Ari Shapiro reports Mr. Obama earlier encountered protesters whose voices broke through the campaign rhetoric.
The president's day started with a fundraiser at San Francisco's St. Regis Hotel. There were about 200 guests in all. Some paid more than $35,000 for breakfast with the president. A few minutes into Mr. Obama's comments, a woman stood up and said, "We wrote a song for you, Mr. President." Then the table began to sing. The chorus was, "We paid our dues, where's our change?" They held up signs that said, "Free Bradley Manning." Manning has been held in solitary confinement for allegedly leaking documents to the website WikiLeaks. The president seemed to take the protest in stride. When the song ended, he said, "Over the last 2.5 years, change turned out to be tougher than a lot of us expected." But he added, "I could not be prouder of our track record." Ari Shapiro, NPR News, traveling with the president.
BP is agreeing to provide $1 billion to repair damage to the Gulf of Mexico's environment caused by the oil spill a year ago. More details from NPR's Christopher Joyce.
The BP money is meant to restore beaches, marshes, barrier islands, and wildlife habitats that were damaged by the 4 million barrels of oil that spewed into the Gulf from the broken well. Half the money is available now, with the rest due in 6 months. The federal government and the 5 Gulf states, Texas, Florida, Mississippi, Louisiana, and Alabama, negotiated the deal. The states will get $100 million each for projects they choose. The federal government will choose restoration projects of its own. The $1 billion does not substitute for any damages that BP is expected to pay under a legal assessment now underway at the Department of Justice. Christopher Joyce, NPR News.
Hundreds of Libyans and foreigners were ferried to Benghazi from Misrata, Libya, site of some of the deadliest fighting in the civil war. And the bodies of two photojournalists killed yesterday in Misrata were on that ferry. British and U.S. officials were watching in Benghazi to collect the journalists' remains to be flown out of the country. Defense Secretary Robert Gates says President Obama is greenlighting the use of armed Predator drone aircraft in Libya.
The president has said that where we have some unique capabilities, he is willing to use those. And, in fact, he has approved the use of armed Predators. And I think that today may, in fact, have been their first mission. So I think that will give us some precision capability.
NATO is still in charge of enforcing no-fly operations. This is NPR. New restrictions are underway around the nuclear plant damage in Japan's big earthquake last month. John Matthews reports from Tokyo that authorities are preventing people from getting within 12 miles of the Fukushima Daiichi nuclear plant without prior approval.
Government cars traveled in places like Minamisoma, broadcasting to residents inside the 12-mile zone to evacuate as soon as possible. According to Chief Cabinet Secretary Yukio Adano, the ban is meant to secure the health and safety of area residents. Temporary visits will be allowed so people can gather belongings, except within 2 miles of the plant, where no one's allowed. Many residents have raised concerns that the radiation levels are by no means equal in the evacuation zone, but Idano says that prevailing winds could change, shifting the threat within the zone. He also says that, although the situation is slowly improving, there is potential for further disaster, threatening the entire 12-mile area. For NPR News, I'm John Matthews in Tokyo.
Jobless claims are down from their sharp rise a week earlier in the U.S. The number of American filers dropped by 13,000 to a seasonally adjusted 403,000. Much different picture from the week before when applications rose by more than 30,000. Economists attribute the increase in part to disruptions in the auto industry and more workers waiting until the new quarter to file for benefits. More encouraging news for economic activity in the coming months. The Conference Board's Index of Leading Economic Indicators rose 0.4% in March. That's the 9th monthly increase in a row. At last check on Wall Street, the Dow was up 53 at 12,506, and NASDAQ had gained 18. It was at 2820. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.